The latest, greatest bailout is going to our auto companies, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler. General Motors and Ford are publicly owned companies, and Chrysler is privately owned. The reason for bailing them out is that jobs will be lost if they go bankrupt, and these large companies could bring down the system if they fail. They are also a stalwart of our American industry. Some kind of monument they are. These three companies have been losing billions for years. They practically own the industry. Consider this. These three companies resided here in the U.S. unlike their foreign competitors. Who else would know the American consumer better? They don't have to ship their cars halfway around the world and have an extensive dealer network throughout our country. They had easy access to financing and the support of their country behind them. Add to that the fact that we just finished the biggest boom of credit ever, and they still couldn't make a profit. Considering all these facts, how can anyone say they are well-run companies? Given all the advantages they had, how could they continue to lose market share and fail to turn a profit? They claim it is the credit crisis causing their problems. If that is so, how come they couldn't make a profit during our greatest credit boom? How come they lost market share to companies halfway around the globe run by foreigners during the most prolific time in our country's history? How? Bad management, pure and simple. These companies failed to see the energy crisis. They continued to make large SUVs because they realized bigger profits from these gas-guzzling beasts. They failed to see that Americans want hybrid cars and smaller vehicles. They ignored market fundamentals and made about every wrong decision they could and repeatedly did so. Now they want us to bail them out? Why would anyone support giving money to companies that waste resources, flood the highways with gas guzzlers that pollute our air, all in the name of fast profits? Profits they never realized anyway. A free market capitalistic system purges energy wasters and badly run companies by driving them into bankruptcy when smarter companies give the consumer what they want. And that is exactly what Toyota and the other foreign companies did. Give us cars we want and cars that last. A simple ideology, but one our three automakers missed. Now they want us to further their waste, prolong their pollution of our air and clogging of our highways with their monster vehicles. They say they'll change their ways if we give them the money. They have had plenty of time to change their ways, 30 years at least, but they failed to do so. Our system is now saying enough and driving these guys out of town. But they want to stick around to further their waste. It's a sham. Bailing these guys out is an affront to our effort to reduce our pollution and conserve what's left of our energy resources. Companies such as these albatrosses have been around way too long as it is, and we have paid for it in wasted money, squandered resources, and an unnecessarily polluted environment. Whether you're up on the latest issues with General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler is not important. What is important, that if you are concerned about our natural resources, then you must support a free market system that punishes inefficient companies and rewards efficient ones. Because if a dollar goes wasted, so does the tree it buys. And these three companies have wasted billions of both. Don't you dare give these guys any of my money. Let them go broke. They deserve it. That's how I see it. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only and may not necessarily reflect those of KVMR, its staff, or underwriters. And don't forget to set your calendars. There's another issue of Money Matters coming up this Thursday at noon, where we'll cover all the market action and what you should do to protect your assets. I'm Mark Cuniberti for this Money Matters Minute for KVMR FM Radio.